Today, we're going to pray for Edwards Air Force Base, Kramer, the unincorporated community of Kramer near Kramer Junction, and Red Mountain, which is one of the three ghost towns in the high desert area. The Edwards Air Force Base is only partially in San Bernardino County, but Kramer and Red Mountain are in San Bernardino County. They're all under the 1st District, Colonel retired Paul Cook. Edwards Air Force Base has a population of 2,500, but its crime is rated F, and it has the highest theft percentage in the entire county at 73%. That's very big. Very, very high. Kramer has about 22,000 people, and Red Mountain has about 130, even though it is a ghost town because there's hardly anybody there. There is a verse that says in Romans 13:7, give to everyone what you owe them, pay your taxes and government fees to those who collect them, and give respect and honor to those who are in authority. So we're going to be praying for two things. We're going to be praying for the assessor who was elected and recently passed away in June of cancer at 71 years old. He has been involved with San Bernardino and our state for quite a long time. That position is an elected one. It's the primary job is they set values on property, and they're responsible to discover and assess all the property within the county. They are both a manager and administrator, and they have to follow all the laws about property tax. They also deal with subdivisions, parcel maps, lot line adjustments, records of survey deeds, and other types of things. They deal with real estate, personal property valuation. They also deal with ownership changes, new construction, agricultural preserves, possessory interests, oil and gas wells, mines and quarries, pipeline easements, and water companies. They also have to deal with Proposition 8, recalculating based on the value, assessment appeal board hearings. This even includes the valuation of business and agricultural properties, boats, aircraft, and apartment houses. So you get the picture. It's quite a big job. And Bob Dutton was the assessor, clerk, recorder of San Bernardino County. He was elected that about 8 years ago. He has had a public service that covered 50 years. He used to be known as R.C. Bob, and he used to be the Rancho Cucamonga City Council. He was in 1998, and that led the fight to eliminate the city's utility tax, which was abolished in 2001. He was on the California 63rd State Assembly District. He was in the state Senate, so he has been quite a bit around. And then in 2014, he became the county's assessor. So at the moment, and one of the reasons why we want to pray, is that position is open. And you would think that it would be open for an election. But when the county board looked it over, they thought it would cost too much money, about $1 million, to put his name on the ballot. I mean, to put that position on the ballot. So what they have done is they are appointing somebody to serve out his term till November, and then they're appointing someone else, could be the same person, to serve until 2024, at which time it will be up for election. So, God, we bring before you this position, and we pray, Father, that first and foremost, that they would appoint somebody that would do it with high standards and great ethics, that they would, this person would be on, serve on behalf of the people and the law, and they would not take advantage of the people in any way. We pray, Father, that this person will be similar to Bob Dutton, who did a good job in making sure people had a fair assessment of their properties and possessions, and that they would continue, including the staff that works with that person. We pray, God, that you would give them discernment and wise wisdom in the persons that they choose, the person that they choose to take this position. We also pray for the district staff of this first district, which Edwards Air Force Base and Red Mountain and Kramer are under. We pray for Timothy Itanier. He's the chief of staff. Dakota Higgins, deputy chief of staff. Kimberly Messon, district's director. Tammy Godfrey, the executive secretary. Christopher Porter, the policy advisor. And Julia Robles, the policy aide, Veronica Hill, communication advisor, Samuel Shoup, the constituent service director, and Paul Marsh, the community liaison. We pray, God, that these people who are under Colonel retired Paul Cook, that they would serve him well, that they would bring creative and helpful ideas and information so that they can he can collectively present them to the full county board, and that they can vote on things that would benefit our county in the right ways, full of ethics, and not in any way that would harm people, but that would actually produce better things. We thank you that some of them, that their goal is to see the city, the high desert, which is a lot of what they cover, that it be an optimal place to raise a family. We thank you that Paul Marsh, who's the community liaison, has been a resident for 59 years. He resides in Victorville. He's an Army vet, and he wants to make it a better place for everyone. We pray, God, that his goals will be met, and that they will serve under retired Colonel Paul Cook, and they will provide him with information and innovative ways to be able to reach the high desert, especially where it comes to crime, where it comes to homelessness, where it comes to the poverty. And we pray, Father, for there to be some ways in which the community can support and help and be able to see changes made that would give you glory, Father God. So we pray for this election process for any of these positions and any of those that would be then appointed because of the positions. And we thank you, Father, that you will bring about the right people because you are the one who does that. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. Amen.